This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. After 3 decades in power, Chad's president, Idriss Deby, died Tuesday from wounds suffered on the battlefield, the army said in a shocking announcement just a day after he was reelected to a sixth term. The 68-year-old was one of Africa's longest ruling leaders, surviving numerous coup attempts and rebellions. Western countries have seen Deby as an ally in the fight against Islamist extremist groups, including Boko Haram and groups linked to Al-Qaeda and Islamic State. His death is a blow to former colonial power France, which had based its Sahel counterterrorism operations in the Chadian capital. Deby's son was named interim president. U.S. President Joe Biden has spoken with the family of George Floyd to offer support, the White House said Tuesday. As a Minneapolis jury deliberated in the racially charged trial of an ex-police officer accused of murdering the African-American man. Derek Chauvin, who is white, is charged with murder and manslaughter over Floyd's death last May during an arrest. The incident sparked protests against racial injustice around the world and has become a landmark test of police accountability in the United States. Earlier Tuesday, Floyd's brother told NBC News that Biden had called saying he was praying for them. The White House says it's working with state and local leaders nationwide on keeping the peace after the verdict is delivered. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's ruling party proposed Tuesday establishing a parliamentary friendship group with Egypt, extending a new olive branch in Ankara's efforts to normalize ties with Cairo. Turkey's relations with Egypt froze following the 2013 overthrow of Islamist ex-president Mohamed Morsi, whom Erdogan had personally